Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, Scottsdale AZ, sunny Scottsdale. The heat is heating. Randy Engston, what's up, man?
How are we doing? It's heating. It is heating is a great way of putting it.
The heat is heating. The oven is preheating right now.
It's definitely preheating, yeah.
Quick episode, guys. Got three offers every gym should have, okay? So a lot of times we go into our, we try to make things too difficult.
Yep.
Right? If you really kind of boil things down in your core services, you really should have three main ones. Like, could you have other offers? Of course. But let's get into these three.
Yeah, these are like the staples.
Right. All right, so let's start with number one. The number one is, you know, if you ever to look at your revenue and the Pareto principle of the 80-20, 80% of your revenue is coming from probably one core service. For us, obviously, it's semi-private. But for you, it might be you got large group, you got small group, you got one-on-one, and maybe the majority of your revenue is coming from semi-private or large group, whatever. Like,
yeah, again, whatever it is, sure.
So your core offer needs to be that thing, okay? So for us, again, it's an annual membership for $99 a week, unlimited personal training or semi-private training. Boom, core offer.
Core,
yep. That's what we try to sell everybody into. In the past, we had layered pricing system. We had, you know, large group training. We called it boot camp. You had twice a week, three times a week, unlimited, and the price went up as you go. But like, you always try to land somewhere in the middle anyway, right? Our best clients do this one, sure. Right? And it's usually the second most expensive. The most expensive one is usually an anchor. This is all a game, guys, by the way. You put these high prices to make your other prices look good. You really don't care about selling that one, but if you do, you do. And you kind of want people to land, you know, at the upper end of the middle option. So if sure. You have three options, it's usually the middle one. Okay, so that's your core offer. When people come in here, and I can speak to a lot of the gyms that we coach, we coach to a sign up for an annual membership. You have 2 weeks to change your mind.
Yep.
It's our two-week guarantee, and you know, 9 times out of 10 they do the 2 weeks and then they stay. They don't have to stay. It's ours to lose, but they get the 2 weeks to try us out. It's essentially a risk-free reversal.
With that being said, though, there's one point of sale. It's at that initial consultation. They're in that core offer. They're part of an annual membership. The onus is on the client to bring it to our attention to not, you know, day 15 when that contract, you know, is now wet, that's when things, you know, move forward. But we don't have to have that second consultation for them to sign the document for the annual. That's done at day one when they come in.
Correct. Now, I will say we do meet with them at day 14 to double confirm sure. which direction they want to go, because at day 14, they could stay where they're at and nothing changes. Like you said, they've signed it. It's already done. If they decide to go to an open-ended, I don't want to commit to a year, that's when they change the path to mm-hmm. the left and they start paying more. They do another down payment and there is some more paperwork at that point. But again, of the 9 out of 10 that do the trial and stay or the risk-free guarantee, 9 out of 10 do the annual. So it's like pretty, you know, again, 80% go down one path.
And I think part of that, I mean, if that's a great journey or great place to look at the business for making doing business with you easy.
Sure.
Right. We're not injecting a second sale because we don't have to. You know what I mean? And a lot of gyms go right to a trial because it's the easiest commitment for a client and then have to resell them into an annual. This direct path right into that core offer eliminates that second sale requirement, right? And the client's got the option in your guys' meetings and things like that, but they're pretty much pre-committed to that core offer.
Yeah. They've decided day one, that's the offer. They do have 2 weeks to change their mind. Sure. It's very clear. And that's the risk reversal at the point of sale. Like if somebody's really, you know, on the fence, the conversation goes like this. Well, Mrs. Johnson, no, look, let's get you kicked off. You got 2 full weeks to try us out. On day 14, we're going to meet. We'll make a decision then. How's that sound?
Yeah, there you go.
Get them in, get them moving. Because like, you know, and I know if they leave, they're not going to do anything. They're not coming back most of the time. And they just need to get started. And really what they're looking for you to do is help them make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you need to be confident in what you're selling. Do you believe that your product can get the result that she or he wants? And if it's no, let's go this direction for a second here. If somebody's got like physical therapy-esque issues that you can't do what you need to do in the gym, you can't help them. You need to outsource that person.
And that's a good point too, because many gym owners and a lot of you guys listening will break your systems of the business to make that sale. And then you've got that one outlier in the business that you can't plug into all of your other systems.
The one-on-one client.
Yeah, exactly. They become the one-on-one when you don't offer that to anybody else, when you don't, that's not part of your traditional business whatsoever. You have to be able to say no to a client that's not the right client for your business.
Correct.
You have to.
Correct. Cool. Let's get into the other two.
Yeah. So obviously, if let's say somebody, the core offer isn't the direction that they're willing to go, or even with the risk reversal of the 14-day guarantee, they're not willing to commit. You as the owner could check down to a trial, right? The easiest entry point to get started in the business. And there's a million different ways to package that up. But traditionally, I mean, we see like a discounted.
Five ways? Five trial styles.
Oh, there, great. Yeah, great way.
Not a million.
That's another episode, by the way, guys. Google that. Look that one up in our playlist of episodes. That's another. You could use that right here for these trials.
Yep.
But, you know, in the industry, we see low friction, easy, probably discounted options. Don't do free. Do not give away your training. But, you know, some form of micro commitment is the goal here. And the goal is to sell them into your core offering throughout that trial. So, you know, 7 days at a discounted rate, 14 days at a discounted rate, something along those lines is probably where most of you guys end up. But the goal here is that person's still, you know, toe in the water. They're not willing to commit to your core offer. All right, let's make this an easier decision for them. And let's get them to take some form of micro commitment into a trial, ideally paid.
I really like 2 weeks versus 30 days. Honestly, I know we just did a whole episode on the golden ticket and the 30 days. Again, when we're speaking about these two offers, I think these offers are two different people.
Correct. I would say the same.
I believe it's worth giving a referral 30 days. I also believe it's worth giving a past client 30 days.
I think so too.
They already gave you money once, something happened, whatever, and they're willing to come back. Yeah, that person's worth giving 30 days to versus a cold traffic from Facebook or a cold traffic from Google or walk-in.
At the end of the day, I mean, the person who's been in your business and is no longer with you for some, whatever reason it may be, right? If they're coming back, there's still a factor of the like, trust, and respect factor there.
The fact that they are back
shows that they're still in the conversation. They're willing to have that, you know, that conversation. And again, then the business becomes the one. Your job is to earn their business back. 30 days to somebody who truly just needs to see how things are, who hasn't made a commitment somewhere else. If they're willing to walk back in your doors, I would completely agree. It's one of the few places I would give somebody 30 days of training.
Of course.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply. So there's something to be said. There's a whole nother episode here, by the way, if you want to take a note, Nick, like how you cancel somebody.
There you go.
How you deal with that person that wants to cancel. Because... you could screw somebody. I mean, we'll get into that. I think that's a great episode, by the way. We should write that down. Yeah. But okay, so you got the trial. You got five ways you could pull them in. That's the check down at the point of sale if they're not willing to do the two-week guarantee. All right, Mrs. Johnson, how about we do this? Let's go $89 or not. Let's go $99. We'll get you 2 weeks of unlimited training and make a decision after that. You do have to re-sign them up at the end of that one. But look, you got them going. And I think if we really put everything into perspective here, getting them started on something is the goal.
Correct.
Getting them started on an annual membership that is not even discussed a two-week guarantee would be the number one goal. But like letting them walk out without doing anything, irrespective if you don't think they're going to stay or not, I've talked myself out of a lot of things. Like I've seen somebody roll up in a beater.
The leads are bad.
They come in, they're giving you all the hem and hawing about, you know, price and everything else. You get them into a trial and they end up staying for years. Okay. Because you got them moving, right? If we're here to help people, like getting them moving is the goal. Not giving it away, but like getting them started into the process. And then again, when we get into trials, and if you guys go back to that episode, the delivery of the trial, the deliverables of the trial need to be congruent with your regular memberships.
There you go. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Great point. Because again, like back to even the challenge mentalities and the things like that, there's a lot of ways to get somebody through the door. But what are you breaking within the normal delivery of your business in order to create the sale? And then plug them into your normal system. There's incongruency there, which changes essentially the consumer's choice to whether or not they want to move forward. And our goal with everything that we've discussed here is like, when you know what you do, when you know how you do it, create the pathways for the most consistent flow into that normal core offering. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. That's how you optimize and how you run a really clean, crisp business.
Systematic, man. Yep. It's the best thing we've ever done. When we simplified, and again, I feel like there's an episode back that we talked about the priorities, the owner priorities over time. And the last one was simplicity. Simplicity, simplifying everything all the way down to allowing people to book or cancel within 1 hour.
Yep.
We used to it was such a nightmare because you couldn't hold people to 12 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours, two. Let's just, in fact, don't show up at this point. You know, like we don't care. Like, you know what I mean? But anyways, okay. So you got the core offer, which is your main thing. Again, the 80-20 rule applies here. 80% of your revenue is coming from something, probably one or two options. That's the core thing. The check down is the trial. What's the last one? The
last one's going to be an ascension offer. This primarily speaks to businesses that have, whether maybe it's just semi-private or just whatever, one single deliverable, but you've got frequency options.
Sure.
The other option would be if you have multiple deliverables, like a group training.
Profit centers?
Profit centers and or just even styles of training, right? So maybe you have a large group and you have a semi-private, or maybe you have one-on-one. Taking your people from the seat that they're in and having the ascension factors come into play where you're offering them to step into a higher priced program where two things happen. The business has the opportunity to get more revenue per client from that client, mm-hmm. but then simultaneously the client has to have an opportunity at a greater result. So increasing frequency, right? We're going to deliver a better result. If they're moving from a group training model to more individualized programming, client's got a better opportunity at a better result. One-on-one's weird because I don't know. I think one-on-one's going to go away faster than even group because of just the difficulty that you have when it comes to scaling that in a business.
It's near impossible.
Yeah, it's probably one of the worst deliverables that you could wrap. Yeah. Put your eggs in that basket.
Coast.
Yeah,
good it's just gosh.
Not, it's rough. But taking group clients and saying, "Hey, you know what, Mrs. Johnson, you've been coming, you've been busting your ass, we've got that weight loss. Now we need to work on some strength. Now we want to work on your movement. Now we want to make sure that you're building muscle so that you can, one, increase the metabolic advantage your body has, mm-hmm. Your injury prevention, disease prevention, all the other things that don't come with group training."
You said something in there that was like a unique, the metabolic advantage.
Okay, that's a future episode. There we go.
I like that term, metabolic advantage.
Well, and we know it to be true, right? And
more muscle, basal metabolic rate, like the metabolic advantage.
I think the gyms that understand that if you can package that up and present it to the marketplace versus, hey, hot, sweaty, uncontrolled hot, sweaty bodies in a room without intentionality.
We give you the metabolic advantage.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
Yeah. We'll have to wrap with that with Zach.
Put that we could use that because it's, again, it's going back to all of our old episodes about unique mechanism. Essentially, it's describing something we deliver in a different way that has like a proprietary spin on it. That's like, oh, I've never heard that before. Like EPOC when it was hit training, yep. Right? It's like, we give your body the okay, we're off topic, but like, you hear something and it's like, yeah. Man, that was pretty good there. Okay.
Yeah, this is how it works, guys. We hear, we catch on something and then we go and we bring this into how it affects the business. But the goal here, right, with the Ascension model is to systemize, somebody's been in the seat in group training for X number of months. Now they need to change what we're doing with them in order to get a different result, move the goalpost, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to do so, we need to do a different style of training. So having an offer where you can incentivize some way to get them into more or less a trial for the new service, for the new deliverable, right? So this use group training to semi-private as an example. We used to do what we call the rolling five.
Yeah.
Every month, the coaches were responsible for bringing five clients to Zach's plate that they felt could benefit from that next level of service.
Correct.
I think it shook out. We did about 80% upgrade.
Sure.
Rate. When somebody, we would incentivize them. I think we even did it for free for 30 days.
30 days, you get to experience the next level up. And for us, it was those large group training clients, the boot camp clients moving into semi-private. They can keep their boot camp sessions if they wanted to, but we're going to add to it and give them experience at the higher level. And then we'll meet with them in 30 days and have a talk.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I really enjoyed that. I could feel the difference. Great. Well, let's just move you up to this one. It's another $50 a month. We'll put you in there. We'll still give you the boot camps that you still love, and we'll just add some muscle to give you the metabolic advantage.
There you go.
See? You heard it here first, folks. Right?
But all of this comes back to the fact that like there's only so many ways to make money. So instead of going and finding cold traffic and running an ad, drawing somebody in for the initial sale into mm-hmm. a new membership, we have people that are in our business right now that you haven't even had the ask. You haven't even provided the ask, right?
Yeah.
Go to the people that are currently in your business and say, hey, I've got the opportunity for you to try something that we offer. Let's get you in this seat. Let's see if you like it after 30 days. And then the business, like I said, it shook out to about 80% of the people who tried that higher level of service stayed at that higher price point, moved on to that higher price point.
Yeah.
The business makes more money without having to put one more person in the business. That's a win.
Beautiful.
Big win. Right.
So there you have it, folks. Three core offers every business needs. You got the core, you got the check down trial, and then you got the upgrade. I think that's great. It's a great episode. We'll end it there because I got another one in my head. I want to just roll into it right now. Listen, guys, you're going to have a multiple of things, but like your business, I think, will benefit from simplicity.
Big time.
There's stuff on your deliverables of your memberships that you got like a handful of people in. Just give them the next thing up, get rid of the thing, get it off your spreadsheet, and then literally just simplify your business? Because everybody's told me this, and I didn't believe them because, you know, I'm better, right? Like, whatever it is, you'll scale when you simplify, right? And everybody's like, well, you have a gym and you got the ProFit and you got the real estate. And yeah, if I only had the gym, I'd be way higher in the gym. Okay, I would.
Sure.
No doubt about it. If I was in here every single day, the gym would be doing better than it is. But I wouldn't have these other things. So the lump sum at the end of the day, the revenue generated would be a fraction of what it is split across three. So the point of the story is, if you want to have the best gym that you can possibly have, then you need to simplify it and stop doing a million things, focus on one core thing, have a check down, have a check up, and boom, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, make the main thing the main thing. Be the best at that. You don't, like, all the time I always use the analogy, don't be the Cheesecake Factory of fitness, right? Nah. Like, you, when I do all of our calls with clients and other gym owners and such, if I ask the question, who do you serve? And they come back with, I serve anybody and everybody. I know that they serve nobody,
yeah.
Right? And the goal is not to have this big, giant menu of service offerings and people can select whatever's right for them. You're good at one thing. You bring that to the marketplace. You put your identity and your brand and everything around that. You're going to get a hell of a lot further easier than trying to figure it all out for everybody. It's the old, we've used the analogy of the general practitioner versus the neurosurgeon. Right? Mm-hmm. One of those people gets paid exponentially more for their time for what they bring to the table, and it's one specificity.
Mm-hmm.
Take that to your business and define, refine what you're good at and double down.
Double down. That's a term I like to use.
Yeah, there we go.
Blackjack table. All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.